A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now here's the guy who never has any women waiting for him at the Tiki Bar, Rob Cesternino. Hello, everybody, and welcome to special coverage here on RHAP. I know this is the lead up to the Survivor finale, but we had important business to discuss as Mark Burnett's first dating show made the airwaves this week as Coupled premiered on Fox. And so I brought in my dating reality TV correspondents. They are the co-hosts of the Bachelor and Bachelorette wrap-up show, which is returning with the Bachelorette this Monday on ABC. So let's bring them in to talk Coupled. Here they are, Amy and Haley. How are you guys?
Hey, Rob.
Hi, Rob.
How's it going?
It's like you're on your own Coupled date right now.
Yeah. Oh,
exactly.
Yeah. Well, that would have to imply that you guys walked right in the first place, which I have a feeling is not really what's going on here. So, all right. So let me just set up what this show is, and then we're going to talk about it, not do a full recap, maybe more a review, because I suspect that unlike most of the podcasts we do, I feel like that many people who are listening to this probably did not watch Coupled. Do you think that's a fair assumption?
Probably.
And if you did, you'll enjoy it double, I think.
Right.
Okay. So Coupled is executive produced by Mark Burnett. First dating show from Mark Burnett. It is on Fox, has some Survivor people attached to it. Tom Shelley is one of the producers, longtime Survivor producer. It's also cast by Robin Cass, of Big Brother casting fame. She casts all the Big Brother seasons. So a lot of different tie-ins to the other shows that we cover. And of course, it has the dating element from The Bachelor. So I felt like that this was something that probably was going to resonate on all of our fronts. That were you guys excited for this, Amy?
I hadn't heard of it until you asked if we wanted to podcast about it. So
yes.
I got excited for the last day or so.
Haley, did you hear any buzz about Coupled?
Not until you emailed us. Like, Amy, I had no idea it existed. But now that you say that Robin Cass casted it,
yes.
I remember in her interview with Jordan Parhar, our Rahapa buddy, she mentioned casting for the show. So I guess along the way it like filtered in through my conscience, but it didn't stay there. So,
well, to be fair, I only heard about it last week in talking about, I think it was Alex Kidwell who mentioned it to me and said, what about this other show that's coming up here on Fox next week? I said, what is this? Okay. So let me check it out. So maybe that the fact that the three of us are pretty closely attached to reality TV and didn't really know about it, maybe not a good omen for what the numbers are going to be for Coupled, but we're talking about it. So maybe there's an RHAP bump in sight.
You know, that we can only hope.
We can hope.
This might go the way of, I think Simon Cowell had a dating show at one point on CBS and
yeah.
Cupid or something.
That's right. That's right. And yeah. There was also the show 3 on CBS that I feel like that Marcus from Survivor Gabon was on also. So, all right. So let's just set up what the format is of this show. And then we can talk about some of our questions and what was working and not working. But the idea is that it's basically like that. I think that the pitch was, what if you could watch people on Tinder in real life? And you have one guy who sits there and then he gets to meet a bunch of women and then the women go behind him and then decide if they're going to walk left and say no bungalow or walk right and say yes tiki bar. And then the man has a choice then to pick two of the women that ultimately said yes to him. And then he goes away with them and then he picks one of them. And then we don't really know what happens after that.
Yeah. It's like a hybrid of all sorts of things. You had a good tweet about that. Like they fast forward The Bachelor into the limo entrances and then the final two.
Mm-hmm.
And then they take out all the dates in between and you don't know who anybody is.
Yes.
And then there's really no stakes. There's no ring or anything.
Right. Haley, do you feel like that this is Tinder come to television?
Yeah, it really does. Amy had a tweet about that and it was like, oh yeah, definitely that's what this is. Even down to the like go right or go left, you know, kind of thing. So it's an interesting concept to see play out on screen, especially since usually you just see this concept played out with your desperate single friends on Tinder. But
yeah. And also the show is really trying to go in that direction because everybody has a phone on them, which I don't really understand.
It's so weird. It's like I'm skipping ahead a bit, but at one point the guy who was on a date with someone like sends a picture of them like canoodling to like the group chat and like the girl wasn't on the date, but like it was so weird.
It was the other girl on the date did it to all the other
it was
women.
The guy, and I was the like, guy this guy's a real douche canoe. I thought it was the guy.
Amy, who did it?
I think it was the girl.
I think it was Brittany when she was on the date with him, and it was really a jerk move because the other girl was just sitting there.
Well, Lindsay got the last laugh. She gets to hang out with Alex in the villa.
Yeah, I guess so. All right. So let's just talk about, we saw 1.49 guys on this episode. We saw one guy, Alex, we saw his whole sort of episode. And then ultimately the person he picked, I thought we were going to stay with him, but they left. And I don't know if we're ever seeing them again. It was sort of, did you feel, Amy, like we got closure on the story of Alex and Lindsay?
Lindsay. No, I think I did pick up at the very beginning, the host in the whole intro just sort of said, well, it's up to them once they leave, if they want to stay coupled or not. And, you know, it's just like, I think it becomes kind of like one of those VH1 dating shows also, because you just see two people, brush them off. And then, you know, we only saw a portion of the next person. It was like a Who Wants to Be a Millionaire episode where they get cut off at like the early question.
Yeah, there was like a whole new guy is like, all right, and now let's meet our next guy, Amare. And then he came down and it was like, come on down. And then, yeah, and then we didn't even get to see who he picked. We got to tune in next week.
Yeah, not a really good cliffhanger there.
All right, so let's just talk about the plight of Alex first. Haley, do you like this guy, Alex, that they had on here?
You know what? I kind of want to hate him, but I don't really. He was cute. I like the way he was dressed because that's how I dress in my own personal life.
You dress like Alex?
Yeah, I do. I have like pants exactly like those, except they're more pink. And I have like three versions of that shirt at least.
She likes the New England preppy look.
Yeah.
Yeah, I describe my style as Connecticut male. I have fairies and everything.
Yeah.
I just need the boat. The hose already.
All right, and Amy, you were on board that Alex was a catch?
Not so much.
I didn't say he was a catch. I said he was cute and I liked his clothing.
Okay, but you think that he's annoying?
I thought the pants were a little too loud.
Too loud.
Yeah. I don't know. I just thought, yeah, he wasn't all that. He wasn't the catch of 2016 like Dominique was.
I would have said no bungalow on this guy.
I mean, I would have, but then I thought, I thought the girls only got one shot to choose one or the other, but why not just say yes to all of them and see if you get more dates, because
like
they
the
can
real
just hang out. Yeah,
right.
Exactly. They keep hanging out.
Yeah. So that was what was going on with Alex, and then he was going to meet all these women. But I wanted to just talk about the host of the show, Terrence J, who I thought is actually very good. I like Terrence J, the host of this show. And he's very fun when he's on the screen. He doesn't really have a job other than sort of the Chris Harrison role of, okay, now it's time to do something. But
he has the cell phone, the added pressure to like announce his arrival over text. Like, yeah. Ladies, I'm going to come meet you.
Yeah. Haley, are you liking Terrence J?
Yeah, I like him. He adds kind of a new feel to hosting that we really haven't seen on any of these shows. Like all of the other bigger shows, the host is really stuffy where like Terrence, like, you know, you actually want to hang out with them. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if one of these women decides to leave her couple date for Terrence.
Just don't look at his butt.
And don't look at my butt as I walk away.
Too late, Terrence.
Yeah, I don't know if that was the issue. All right, Alex comes through, and then he has to meet all of these different women, and I felt like he comes off a little desperate with them, because I think he seemed very afraid that nobody was going to pick him. Haley, did you feel like he comes off a little desperate?
I hope this person goes right. I hope this person goes right. I hope this person goes right, and they all went left.
Amy, did you feel like that this was off to a bad start, that the first couple of women ended up saying no to him?
It wasn't looking good. And then he ended up having a bunch at the end. So I don't know if they just stacked it, the order,
yeah,
with the ones who said no. But I mean, what did you think of Alex, the other Alex?
Yeah, so there's a woman that's also named Alex, that she is from Louisville, and she is a conservative talk radio host, from what I understand. And she seemed like she liked Alex, but then she realized that she was going to have the same name as him, and that would be very weird. And she ended up pulling the ripcord on that. Haley, have you ever considered what you would do if you met a guy named Haley?
I think Haley Joel Osment and I would live a long and happy life together, but this has not happened to me in my real life. I'd be more concerned about dating someone who had the same name as my brother or my father than the same name as myself.
That would be much worse.
Yeah, would it? I mean, I just never thought about this. I mean, I know there's no women named Rob, I don't think. Maybe there's Robin or something like that. I've just never entertained that mental exercise of what that would be like. I don't know if I would be against it or for it, but I feel like that it would be a bummer. I feel like it would be so weird to be talking to somebody all the time with the same name as you. And then I would be the Rob that sucks, potentially, in my own house.
I feel like it, I mean, there was Taylor Swift and Taylor Lautner for a while. You know, I think it's happening more often. I thought that was a kind of a lame reason to get rid of him. They could she could always call him Al or something like that.
I guess so.
I think he dodged a bullet, though.
Yeah, why? What do you like about Alex, the radio host?
She's just like a painful human being to like listen to. Like, the fact that she's a radio host is like just an abomination to me. And I'm sure some people listening to this feel the same way about my voice. But she's just like too much. She needs to take a shot of whiskey and relax a little bit.
Yeah.
And maybe he dodged literal bullets because she wanted like a bunch of guns around her.
She wanted guns around. Now, Alex, the man, he is a musician. His music stylings are hip hop, reggae, alternative. Amy, would you be interested in listening to some of Alex's hip hop, reggae, alternative music?
That sounds like music from an improv show or something. It's at the end of Whose Line or something, not like any sort of CDs. I think he's passing these out on the street.
Yeah, it's a big mishmash of things.
I think he's a busker on the subway or something, not like legit. And then he said he wasn't preppy. And the way he was dressed, like, one of the girls accused him, like, no, I'm not preppy. I'm a musician.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's just a mess.
Yeah. He did seem a little uptight, though, to be this alternative reggae musician, because he was not dressed in any sort of alternative or reggae type stylings.
No. He was very clean cut, very like Haley's style, Connecticut male.
Yes. Haley, would
you... Down to the sunglasses.
Would you listen to any of Alex's music?
No. And I would put $5 on the fact that Alex had culturally inappropriate dreadlocks in college.
Oh, not cool, Alex.
I bet he loved the Bob Marley Snapchat filter.
On 420, yeah. So there ended up being two women that were ultimately going to catch his eye. He probably got like 7 or 8 women to say that they were going to walk right with him to the tiki bar. And the two in particular were Lindsay and Brittany. Those were the two, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Talk to me about Brittany, Amy. Did you get a good scouting report on her?
I thought she came off a little desperate. She's only 24 and she was just like, I have a good feeling about this. I need to be married.
Well, she's an entrepreneur. She wants to just get that sort of relationship stuff done so she can concentrate on her business.
I suppose. I never know what these entrepreneurs really are doing. So many entrepreneurs. But.
Yeah. And then on the other side of things was Lindsay. She's from Carlsbad. And I thought that she also was coming off a little bit desperate, Haley.
Yeah, I know nothing about Lindsay except for the fact that she uses Tongue like ASAP and on camera.
What, when she was kissing Alex?
Yeah, they just like looked at each other and just like went for it like a vacuum cleaner on like my carpet.
Yeah.
And it was just like, and it was like, oh, like both my brother and I were like, whoa, like,
yeah.
Let's calm ourselves.
Yeah, they did have sort of an awkward PDA also at the end of the whole segment where it was like, okay, you guys are off on your own. And they just started like making out on camera, like on cue, like a producer was like, all right, now make out.
Yeah, it was a really awkward transition. I feel like he just said, yep, so I just let Brittany go. And then he turns to Lindsay and starts making out.
Right. Like they weren't like captured in any sort of a candid moment. Like they were doing a confessional and then went right into making out.
Yeah.
And like, I don't think we've talked enough about like the women in this case. They were at the top of the show. They were described as a group of 12 successful, smart, beautiful women who are all focused on their careers, but have been unlucky in love. So like, we're told that this group of women is like a top notch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, did you find that these girls were top notch? And do you think of the guys match their top notchness?
Well, you would know better than me that you are a professional dating show correspondent. Do these women pale in comparison to the women that show up on The Bachelor?
Well, I think one of them had a career that was like amusement park princess. like, I legitimately think I saw that. So that kind of compares to The Bachelor. But the other women were like doctor, or not doctor, lawyer, entrepreneur, like, I love work and stuff. So I don't know. It's like the people who go on any of these shows are all in the same category, right?
Yeah, I probably. That's probably.
You could like maybe decipher the difference between like Rock of Love contestants and like couples, but I mean, really, they're in the same pool.
Mm-hmm.
Not a pool I'd want to swim in.
And learning that Robin Cass did the casting for this, it just makes me worried that I'm getting the sense that maybe these were, well, they couldn't really, not dynamic enough for Survivor or crazy enough for Big Brother.
Right.
So let's just throw them on this summer show.
Right. That Big Brother is her department. So you wonder, maybe you feel like that these were people that maybe they were in the mix for Big Brother, but they just didn't have a big enough personality for Big Brother. So they stuck them here.
Right.
Amazing. Yes, probably.
Yeah. One of my favorite parts of the show was like they cut back to what the women were doing at the bungalow. It's like, all right, let's see what happens when we leave all of these women to themselves and see what they get into. And they cut to a scene which I thought was pretty weird. Here's the women at the bungalow.
Don't kick my baby maker.
And any number of things could be happening in that scene.
Yeah, lots
of without the context for people who didn't watch.
Yeah. Don't kick my baby maker was an issue of like they're doing like flips into the pool. There was also like this other really crazy moment where the women who were at the bungalow were all talking about what was going on. And there was a sort of a really crazy story about the woman who believes in love at first sight. Amy, did you catch which woman this was?
I think her name was Talia.
Yeah, Talia. And,
yes. And her story was that her parents, I think her dad proposed, was it like the second date?
You know what? I don't know if you can give it justice. I pulled the clip and I don't know what exactly happened in this story when she talks about her own love at first sight story. Because she said, her dad proposed to her mom on the second date, but then things did not go as good for her in her own love at first sight story.
I've had a situation like that before, though.
You have?
I have.
Go on.
So I met a guy at the airport.
What?
This is a movie. We exchanged numbers. And from there, we talk every day. We hang out. One day, he writes me. His last name is different.
What?
I'm like,
what?
So I look him up on social media, and his status says married.
No! No! Are you kidding me?
No!
What?
How were they hanging out? Google Hangouts? I don't get it.
Wait, hey, Ellie, can you explain to me what happened in this story?
I really wish I could, but like there seemed to be such a disconnect. Like I thought I like looked away from the screen for a minute and she went from one story to the next and it just did not make sense like where the connection was. And apparently the same, you know, there was a connection between her and this married guy, but she didn't know he was married.
Wait, but why did he change his last name? Was he gay and he married somebody else and then took a last name that was different?
No, I think he was like, my name is like Zach Brown, but like really Brooks? His name was like, yeah, his real name was Zach Brooks. I know what you're doing, Zachary.
So wait, what happened?
I didn't take that. I thought maybe he like hyphenated his name or something.
Oh, no. I took it as like he was using like a different name so she wouldn't go look him up on social media, and then he slipped up and so she did, like any self-respecting woman would do. Like, I've done that before.
Can I play the story again just so we have another shot at listening to figure out what happened here?
I've had a situation like that before, though.
You have?
I have.
Go on.
So I met a guy at the airport. What? This is a movie. We exchanged numbers.
Okay, so she met the guy at the airport. They exchanged numbers. Okay, I feel like we're all on the same page right here.
The girls are very excited about the story. Mm-hmm.
And from there, we talk every day. We hang out.
Okay, they talk every day. They hang out in person, presumably.
No.
Right?
Okay.
One day, he writes me. His last name is different.
What?
I'm like,
what?
So
yeah, right? Why is he have a last different last name?
How does his name change? Like, if it's in her phone, wouldn't it just be the name she put?
Maybe he like emailed her or something, and it came from like whatever email address.
Changes his name on Gmail?
No. Like he, you know, they usually text, and he's like, "Oh, like my last name is this," and then he like emails her. He's like, comes up with a different last name.
I look him up on social media, and his status says married.
No, are you kidding me?
So wait, hold on. Was this like some M. Night Shyamalan twist that he was married the whole time, or he had somebody else and that he got married and then changed his last name? What is the other woman thinking of? Why is your last name different on Facebook?
I'm really confused. I thought it was that she had some like long distance thing going on and then he got married and changed his name to like
No. He was married the whole time.
The whole time. Okay.
He gave her a fake name.
And somehow
they were never Facebook friends. Like, you're not supposed to add these people on Facebook when you're dating them. Thanks, Franny. and then out of the blue, he like sends something to her with a different last name. So she looks it up and she finds his Facebook and she finds out that he was married the whole time.
Okay. I still don't know. I need a podcast about this. We need to get Talia on the podcast.
I'm sure she would. All of these couple people were favoriting like all of my tweets. So it seems like they're thirsty for some attention.
Well, obviously by their involvement on hashtag couples. All right. So my favorite part, I think, of the whole show, at least for in the Alex segment, I think that that the Amare segment was pretty good, too. My favorite part was then. So Alex picks his two people and they go to the villa and then he just has to live there with the two women. But it's super awkward, right? Like more awkward than anything that goes on The Bachelor, Amy, right?
It is, because it's like this 24-hour 2-on-1 date, but they're in this nice villa. Usually once it gets to the villa status on The Bachelor, you're on your own. You're not seeing the other women anymore.
Right.
Lindsay was just hanging out at the pool, watching him like go get snacks to bring out to the beach and build sandcastles with Brittany.
Being texted pictures of
them. Yeah, getting the text.
Yeah, Haley, it was so awkward when he was on the date with Brittany, and then you made it felt like he wanted nothing to do with Lindsay. He gave her the cold shoulder. He walked up and he walked right past her.
It was so Aki Milwaukee, like I couldn't even deal.
It was very super awkward. And right, didn't it seem like he wanted nothing to do with her, Amy?
It did. So do you think he just spent so much time with Brittany in that house that it was like, I better just choose the other one now. Because
what was it? Did Brittany lose him, or did Lindsay, when she got some alone time, really win him over, Amy?
Now you put it that way. They framed it as if you know, they didn't show Britney doing anything wrong, but I can't, you know, I think they would have showed it.
Yeah.
That's true. So yeah, maybe Lindsay won him over.
Haley, what was your take?
I was kind of blindsided, really. It seemed like he was really digging Britney the entire time. And then all of a sudden he's like, yeah, Lindsay, you're the one for me. Let's hang out for 6 weeks together after meeting each other.
Total blindside.
Yes, big blindside from Alex. Terrible. Yeah, but Lindsay, you know, she started playing football with him and he was like, maybe that was what won him over, that she could, like, could catch the football. He was really into that.
That's low standards.
Yeah. And then she started telling this story about how she's like bullied by people in her family and her friends about, hey, when are you having kids? When are you getting married?
I missed that entire segment somehow. I did not know that happened.
Yeah. Amy, did you feel like that, that he was like falling for that sob story?
Usually that's a turnoff. But
yeah. So it seems like, oh boy, she's really going to rush things. But he was like, no, I'm way into this.
Yeah. I don't know.
So then Alex had to pick, and then he picked Lindsay. And then Brittany seemed like she felt like she dodged a bullet, or she's just like the nicest person ever. Yeah. Haley, what did you think of her reaction?
Bye.
Yeah. Like, oh, great.
Like, that was the most awkward part for me. She was like, it was like that fake, like, joy. It was like, oh, like, cool. Like, have fun. Like, make sure to use a rubber, like, like finger gun.
Right.
And didn't she text the other women too? Like, yeah. Oh, he picked
Lindsay. They're like, oh, great. We got a group text from Brittany. Alex picked Lindsay. They're going to go off to the villa now.
Yay. Love.
She must have really ended up not liking him, I think, because she did not seem disappointed at all to dodge the Alex bullet.
That's true. She was probably steering it that way. Like, hey, why don't you go hang out with Lindsay now? I'm done with the sandcastle.
Yeah. And then that was it. And he was just gone. And then another helicopter came in and a new guy showed up.
Yeah, at least on the Millionaire Matchmaker, they give like a thing at the end with like the scrolling text saying, oh, they broke up 3 weeks later or something. You know, you get something.
I feel like we'll get them again, though, won't we? Like,
you think so?
Somewhere along the episode. Well, I don't see why they wouldn't have like an opportunity to make out with other people.
Yeah.
Kind of like dating naked style.
But I think that's it. I think that's the end of them. I think that they just ship them out and then that's it. I mean, there was no sort of, like, again, we got into this with Last Comic Standing last summer. We never really knew what the rules were, but they didn't say like, okay, and then all of the paired up couples are going to go live in the villa together and then they'll have the opportunity to switch or anything like that. It just, that was it. It seemed like the end of the story.
It's kind of like opposite of Bachelor in Paradise, because that one, it's like you have to couple up to stay. And then the single ones, that they get sent off. And now here, the single ones get to stay and keep waiting.
Mm, yeah. So they're just waiting around for the next guy to show up. And here is Amare. And Amare, I think that Terrence was a little, he was all over the place with describing Amare, because he, like, Amare walked in, he's like, oh my God, is that Idris Elba? Is that Idris Elba walking in here? Oh my God, it's Idris Elba. And then like a minute later, like, okay, you're Denzel. You're Denzel now. Now you're Denzel.
Yeah, I didn't see either of that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did you see Amare Stoudemire though?
Well, there was that one, the one woman who doesn't believe in love at first sight.
And clearly only has one basketball reference because she saw Trainwreck this summer.
Yes. So she knew Amare Stoudemire. That was Kristen, the 33-year-old photographer. Amare was a little bit smitten with Kristen. Mm-hmm. Potentially she could be one of the people that he picks. This is what Amare had to say about Kristen.
All that white on, like a tall glass of milk. Woo. Just put a little chocolate in there, though. Nice chocolate milk.
Okay, we hope that Kristen is not lactose intolerant.
Yes.
Amare had some crazy things to say. This was what Amare said he's looking for in a woman.
You want somebody that's going to say, hey, Amare, you're up right now. Get it together, bro.
Yeah, that's not what I'm looking for in a boyfriend, okay?
Yeah, no, I'm too emotionally unstable to, like, have that coming at me.
Yeah. What I'm really looking for is somebody just to be with, like, Rob, you're effed up right now. You're effed up. Just get it together.
You want somebody that's going to say, hey, Amare, you're up right now. Get it together, bro.
Get it together, Amare.
Yeah, that's like a sponsor or something, not someone you want to date.
Yeah, but the ladies loved Amare. There was a lot of yeses for people wanting to go to the bungalow with Amare.
They kind of watch them as they come through they take a helicopter down.
Yeah.
And then they're standing there watching him arrive. It's like in The Bachelor when they're in a limo and they have the women, you get the audio of what they're saying as they're like peering out the window, like, ooh, he's tall. And with Amare, they're like, one of them was like, he has good posture.
Okay. Now, Haley, when Dominique met Amare, she hugged him. She was really into him. She said that it's like hugging the statue of David. Is the statue of David an ideal man that women are looking for?
I wouldn't want all that like lower area pressing up against me in a first meeting hug like the statue of David has.
Yes.
It's just not very huggable, a statue.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like also I'd get arrested if I tried to hug the statue of David, right?
You would think so. Also, that Amare was complimented on his smile. He talks about how he brushes his teeth 3 times a day, which he got props for. But then that's not where the toothbrush talk stopped, because then Terrence, when he told Amare he had to go pick which women he wanted to take to the villa with him, described it as, hey, this is an important decision. Your toothbrush is going to be right next to them. Was Amare really talking about dental hygiene so much that this was a big decision for him?
I feel like he jumped to like, yeah, your toothbrush is going to be right next to them. And then didn't he just call the women like, go pick your toothbrush, man?
I also don't want my toothbrush next to like anyone's. Like, never mind, like almost a stranger's toothbrush. Like, I don't know what they do with that. Like, I don't want it near my toothbrush.
Yeah.
I'm very sensitive about my toothbrush.
Okay. Then we go to the big moment of truth where Amare, okay, pick two women. He's like, oh, I can't pick anybody. This is so difficult. And then just like Sopranos ending, boom, find out next week.
Yeah. Also, did you notice that the women who like chose to go back to the villas, they were just like milling about on the balcony, like overlooking the tiki bar so they could like see what's going on. And Amare could like look up and be like, oh, that one didn't pick me, but she thinks she gets like to stare at the zoo going on.
Yeah. We'll have to wait to see who Amare is going to pick. Haley, do you have an inkling on who Amare is looking at?
I feel like we got a lot of Talia wanting Amare to pick her, so it would lead me to believe that she's being chosen.
Mm.
And probably Kristen, did we say her name was?
Yes.
Glass of milk.
Yeah, Kristen. She was that that tall glass of milk.
All that white on, like a tall glass of milk. Whew. Just put a little chocolate in there, though. Nice chocolate milk.
That milk is going to spoil quickly in the hot sun. I'm going to drink that quick.
It's pretty sad that when he said, the first time that he said all that white on, like what I thought he was going to say was like, looks like a bride.
Oh.
And I'm like, I've been watching too much Bachelor.
Yeah. All right. So overall, what was your take on Coupled in terms of how it compares favorably or unfavorably to The Bachelor / Bachelorette? Amy, what did you think of this show?
It's just not going to compare to The Bachelor, Bachelorette. That's just an institution at this point. And I think they were trying to speed up some of those slower episodes of The Bachelor. But to cram it all into not even a full episode, we didn't get to know these people. I don't feel that there's anyone from this cast that I'm really excited to see next week. So I think they could take a page from a few more reality shows and put some more stakes in there.
Yeah. Haley, what did you think of Coupled overall?
It seemed like a really basic bitch concept. Like, it was fine. Like, I didn't have anything else to do tonight, so like watching it was like okay, but I'm not going to go out of my way to like keep up with the show or follow any of these people on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to me, I felt like, okay, I was on board with the Alex storyline. We got to know Alex. I felt like very tense when we got down to Alex has the two women in the house together. Okay, oh, the two women kind of don't like each other. Oh, this is fun. And then it was just like in a flash, it was just over. And it was like, oh, wait, hold on, what happened? And I was sort of like disoriented of what was going on. Okay, oh, here's a new guy. And so it's sort of like I'm getting a little invested in terms of what's going on. But then in terms of like, even if it was just the whole 1 hour was all about one guy and it was sort of a self-contained thing, I would get that more than sort of, okay, here's 45 minutes with this one guy. And then 15 minutes, as you said, Amy, the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire model of, okay, now we're going to see like, okay, part one of his story. And then I got to tune in next week. Like, I'm going to even remember who the women that he talked to and hit it off with a week from now. So I feel like it's sort of like it's a fun idea. I like the idea of like, hey, the women are picking and then he's picking them. But I feel like it needs like a third part where there's some other decision where I don't know. Then there's like, $50,000 just to like flat leave this guy or something like that. Like, I feel like they were missing one, like when the guy and the girl get down to one thing, like there needs to be something else there also.
They need some twists or something.
Yeah.
They need some reason, like, or some of them to get eliminated if they don't choose enough people, or they, you know, like you can only swipe or turn left twice or something. I don't know. Some sort of extra thing there.
Yeah. Yeah, why
more,
not?
More of a story.
Yeah. Give us like a little bit more, like, cause I can't believe that Lindsay and Alex are going to go off and live happily ever after together. Like maybe like they have a chance to win some money or something like that. Or he could still throw her back and then take Brittany. If Brittany does something different, it just feels like I needed like a little bit more here with this guy. And I'm, again, if it's not one ongoing story, I don't know how compelled I am to watch the show week after week.
Yeah, I mean, they teased something for like coming up later where some guy texted a girl and said, oh, I wish I picked you or something. So that maybe gives me hope that there's some sort of ongoing thing, but I don't know.
Yeah. Is there a winner at the end of the season? Is it just like, is there going to be like one, like a couple of women that are just left like 8 episodes from now? Are there just going to be like 3 women there? And then if they don't like the guy, what happens? Seems fun now.
Yeah, it might be fun actually when there's only a few left, and then
yeah,
I mean, one guy needs to go back to the tiki bar and have nobody there. That would be
like everybody's getting along because there's like, oh, there's helicopters of guys coming, but it's like, okay, there's only like one more guy coming, so beggars can't be choosers. Last call, ladies.
Oh, that's totally Bachelor in Paradise. What happens too? Because like the women claim guys at the beginning, and then the new arrivals come, and they're like, "Oh, I guess I got to date you. You're the only one that isn't coupled up."
Haley,
I just have a hard time believing that this is it for the concept. Like, I feel like there's something else coming. There has to be, or else this is just like a poorly thought out show.
Well, then bad job of messaging that something else is coming, because we all watched and took notes, and we can't tell you what's happening.
Right.
How about this for a twist? What if they could get the next bachelor, the next guy that flies in on the helicopter, is the married guy?
I've had a situation like that before, though.
You have? Wow. Yeah. Go on.
Can we get that guy? That would be interesting.
Yes. I'm sure he's available.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What's the hashtag for this talk?
Don't kick my baby maker.
Don't sue baby maker.
Don't kick my baby maker.
Hopefully nobody's baby makers were injured under any circumstances on this show.
No.
We hope not. All right. Of course, you guys are just getting warmed up. I hope that this was just like, you know, a spring training game for the two of you, because you are getting set for The Bachelorette to come back this Monday on ABC. Podcast to follow on our Bachelorette podcast feed on reality TV Rehab Ups. Amy, do you have a little bit of a preview for what we will expect to see on The Bachelorette this season?
I saw a cast photo that where they're all at the mansion, and it looked like a guy arrives dressed as Santa Claus this season. So that should be interesting. You know, it's been a while since we've had someone in full like masked costume. So that looks good. I've been avoiding, you know, big promos and things like that. And Haley and I are going to record a preview. We're going to do a draft before the season. So that should be out later this week.
Okay. Haley, you pumped up?
I am pumped up. It's it's been a good off season for us, but we're rested. We're ready to go hard at this season of The Bachelorette. My notes are all ready. I wrote them all today, so I'm ready.
Okay. All right. If you want to catch Amy and Haley's Bachelorette preview coming up later on this week, go to robiswebsite.com/batchpodcast. That's BACH podcast. That'll take you to the Bachelorette Rehap Up feed in the iTunes store, or you could subscribe with the Reality TV Rehap Ups feed and get everything we're doing on the Rehap Ups between the challenge, the Jordan Parhar show, The Bachelor, all at robswebsite.com/rehapups, R-H-A-P-U-P-S. All right. And also let me give out your Twitter. You could follow Amy on Twitter. She is at Rehap Recapper. And then Haley is at @H_Strong_.
Yes.
That's
yes.
Where you can find us.
Yes. Okay. All right. Anything else about Coupled you guys want to sound off before we sign off tonight?
I can't wait to watch the finale of the show on the Fox website.
You want somebody that's going to say, hey, Amari, you're up right now. Yeah. Get it together, bro.
Get it together, Coupled. Get it together right now. All right. Have a good one, everybody. Looking forward to reading your comments on robiswebsite.com. Plenty more coming up. Survivor finale Wednesday. Exit interviews. We'll recap the Survivor finale on Thursday. All good stuff on the way. Take care, everybody.